We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hi, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
How the hell are you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We said that right at the same time. You with more fervor. I'm good. Yeah.
Good.
How are you?
I'm also good. You know, I've been away from my home for a while. Mm-hmm. So it is, you know, we're just like relearning each other.
Yes. Learning, living, loving.
Yeah. And it's frustrating. My internet's been down for a little bit. And yes. The sprinkler system was connected to the internet. So then some plants didn't get watered.
Oh, no. Did they pass?
They haven't passed fully. I think they'll be fine. Okay. But it just sucks.
I'm sorry.
And then NASA the other day was like, there's like a headline that was like, we might be out of the internet for months, for like a couple of months because of
what?
Solar winds. I don't know. Something. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why people aren't talking about this. But also, I didn't do any research. I just saw like a couple posts that were like, NASA said we may not have internet for a couple months. And I'm like, my whole house won't function.
Wait, all of us?
All of us. No internet.
We're all just going to lose internet?
I think so. Again, I didn't use my internet to read that article, but that is what I saw.
You know what? I love this. I love that we did no research and we're telling the people of the podcast, you're not going to have internet for a month, NASA said.
This causes pandemonium. Like. It's another Y2K situation.
Yeah, where everyone's like, I don't even know. Wait, what was supposed to happen at Y2K? The whole infrastructure was supposed to collapse? Like, what was supposed to happen?
You know, I honestly can't remember. I know people were like getting water and like,
yes.
Like it was like a disaster thing, but like, I guess it was maybe
the internet. We were getting water for the internet? Seems wild. Seems wild. That they said the internet is going to collapse in on itself. And then we said, we got to get water.
As the year 2000 approached, many believed that the systems would not interpret the 00 correctly, therefore causing a major glitch in the system.
So we all got water. That's what I distinctly remember. And that sounds like unhinged.
The would-be computer cataclysm was supposed to cripple banks and governments. So I guess like if we didn't have access to money and stuff, you couldn't like
do anything.
We
would just need our water and be okay.
Well, you can't buy water with no money.
I guess you're right. What a wild period of time. Oh, NASA's mission to avert internet apocalypse that could pause online access. Mm-hmm. Wow.
NASA has launched a spacecraft as part of a mission and effort to avert a potential internet apocalypse that could leave people without access to the internet for months. Okay.
And scientists have warned about the potential impact of an upcoming solar storm, commonly referred to as an internet apocalypse that could strike within the next decade.
The spacecraft, which was launched in 2018, took a remarkable journey that brought it close to the sun's surface where the solar winds generated.
Wow. And the solar winds consisted of a continuous... This is wild. Okay. So this is nuts. When was this published? Oh, this is recent. This is from
four days ago.
Sashir, I can't believe you've got the pulse on the NASA news.
I told you. I saw the headline and I kept scrolling, but I was concerned.
Heard it here first. She's got half the news.
But good thing that NASA's on the case. They're going to try to stop
it. I'm glad NASA's on the case, sending spaceships up to space to the sun to get our solar internet. Listen, we're going to do besting it today.
Besting each other.
Wasn't that... Oh, shit. Wait, what did I call it?
Besting it.
What's it called?
Besting each other.
I gotta say, it is truly incredible to do something for so long and still get it wrong. Years. Yeah. It's kind of like my life is, you know how you walk and you trip and you're like, I've been walking for years. How did I trip over air? I feel like that's just my life. I'm like doing things confidently that I've done over and over and over again and I fuck it up. Listen, I'm having fun though.
And that's what counts.
Ooh, listen, you want to say who our guests are?
I will. Yes.
you
take a breather.
Listen, you want to, hey, listen up. Do you want to say who our guests are?
Yes. Today's guests are Clea Shearer and Joanna Teplin, and they are the hosts of a show on Netflix called The Home Edit. They also have a podcast called Best Friend Energy, and they're hitting the road this summer. And they're going on the Summer of Fun tour, and you can go to their website, thehomeedit.com, for more information. But basically, they're an organizational company, they're friends, they're business partners, and we're going to see how well they know each other.
Yeah. If their friendship is as organized as their business. First up, we have Joanna. This is a segment we call Besting Each Other.
Besting Each Other.
I love it.
Beep it a boo. So we're gonna ask you questions and then we're gonna compare and contrast answers. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be fun.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Okay. So first up, we have Joanna.
Let's get into it. Yeah.
We wanna ask you about your friendship with Clea.
Okay.
First question. How did you two meet?
We met through a mutual friend, and I did not want to meet because I did not want a business partner. And Clea absolutely wanted to meet and wanted a business partner. And so she's the friendlier one of the two of us. And she will agree with this story. And we went to a place called Frothy Monkey and had our first lunch, and we got up as business partners without even asking each other.
But wait, what were the pretenses of this meeting? Like, did you have a mutual friend who was like, you two need to meet because you guys have similar
exactly
qualities?
Because I had moved from San Francisco to Tennessee about a year and a half before Clea. And she met this girl. I had met this friend, Leah, who's our other mutual now best friend. And then Clea moved from LA. We did not know each other. She moved to Tennessee and became friends with Leah on Instagram. And they like struck up a fast friendship. And then Leah was like, my friend Joanna has an old organizing business that she's re-upping in Nashville. You guys should do this together, because Clea had expressed interest in doing the same similar business. And so Leah said to me, you should meet Clea and do this. And I was like, I don't want a business partner. I've never had a business partner. I don't want to. And she told the same thing to Clea. And Clea is like, sounds amazing. Sign me up. And so I was wrong, which she will agree with. And she was totally right. And, you know, everyone's allowed to be right once in this life. So, you know, I give her that one. But yeah, so that's how it went down. And then the second I met her, I was like, 1000%, I'm obsessed with you. We are getting married as friends, and the rest is history.
I love that. Yeah. What is your favorite memory from traveling together?
Oh my God. I mean, I don't know how specific I should be, but just the insane amount of laughter. Like, we have the same sense of humor. We think the same ridiculous things are so funny. We shared a room. We always used to share rooms. When we first started the business, we had like $0. We would either stay at our parents' house in LA when we would do projects for free, or we would share a room in a hotel. And when we went to one of our first international trips together, we went to London and we shared a room in London, and I accidentally used her electric toothbrush for 3 days and thought it was fine.
Oh,
and
my God,
that was really disgusting. And I was sure she was wrong when she kept asking me. And I was like, that's my toothbrush. And she's like, I have a terrible memory. So I hate it, because anytime we get into a dispute about who's right, her memory always is better. So I automatically lose. And she's like, that's my toothbrush. And I was like, Clea, that's my toothbrush. She's like, I have never seen that toothbrush before. And I'm like, me neither. And she's like, this is not yours. So anyway, all of a sudden I was like, oh, I think that is my toothbrush that I've not been using. And so, I mean, we just died laughing forever.
Oh, oh my gosh. I mean, you guys are close on a different level now.
No, truly. God,
very, very close.
We're like both spitting in the sink for like 2 hours after that.
Yeah, so Sharon and I are not that close.
No, nor should anyone. I would never even share with my husband. I mean, an electric toothbrush, you know, like really gets in there. So it was.
Yeah. I feel like Nicole would stop talking to me if I used her toothbrush.
Yeah, it's
like,
fair.
That's it.
It would take me a moment to really get over it. I would talk about it in therapy. It would just be devastating.
Yes, that's correct. That's the right approach and feeling about it.
Okay. What is your favorite thing about Clea?
Her sense of humor. She's the funniest. I mean, I'm talking to two very funny people. So as far as the people that I interact with on a daily basis, she is the funniest person I know. She's quick, she's witty, she's sarcastic, she's self-deprecating. She's just so funny. And then she's also so caring and compassionate and giving. She will give in all ways to the point of no return. And it's her best attribute and her biggest flaw.
Mm-hmm. Besides the toothbrush, what is the hardest that you guys have laughed? With Sashir, she was wearing these shoes that were really loud, and we were going down the stairs, and it's not funny to anyone else, but we laughed so hard to the point where there was a man at the end of the staircase staring at us, and he was like, good night. And we were like, we are having a good night.
Yeah. You're like, this is amazingly funny.
Yes.
What is the hardest? We've had so many moments in just where we know we're the only other person that thinks something is so funny. Even in filming, sometimes like the producer will say something that they're just trying to get through their beats, but it all honestly in the organizing world makes no sense to what they're like talking. One of them was talking about these sentimental boxes. The way that they used the context of it was so absurd, and we both just started laughing, and then I couldn't stop. I had to keep going outside. Everyone thought it was funny for like 2 minutes, but then they're like, okay, like time is money, like we gotta get on with the scene. And I couldn't pull it together, and then finally I pulled it together, and then I looked over and she started losing it. So it's just like, I don't know, that one stands out to me too.
Those are the best moments.
Yeah.
Where you're just like dying of laughter and everyone else around you is like,
better.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
It's the best gift of this life is just hysterical, you know, laughing.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Clea's favorite thing is about you?
I don't know. I guess just the ability just to have such an easy friendship where we just accept each other for exactly who the other one is.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That is nice. And I think it's super important to be like, I accept this person, like flaws and all. You might do these annoying things, but those are the things that make up you. And I love it.
Yeah, exactly. I think you just accept someone as their whole being, you know, and you know what you're getting. I mean, we're both very authentic for who we are. So there's not a lot of surprises, which is very reassuring in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I know if Sashir and I are going to watch a movie where nightfall has happened and there's a couch, I'm watching a movie alone.
That's
my
Clea.
Friend is, yeah. has gone Nicole, to the other
you
side.
And Clea have a lot in common.
And I appreciate that you let me sleep. It's wonderful.
I feel like in the beginning, I was like, I think I should wake her up. She's missing the movie. Then I was like, her body wants to miss this movie. She'll see it on her own time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the best friend.
Yeah. Okay. What is something that Clea does that drives you crazy?
Oh, God. She's always late. Always. I mean, no. She will be late to her own funeral. And I would say a close second is she cannot say goodbye. Like, if we're somewhere together, I am like, now we know. We have parameters. We go together. And then there's always an option for her to get home some other way. Like, take an Uber. I'm probably not going to leave with you because I will leave 3 hours before you. So that is something that I'm just like, oh my, she'll talk to a doorpost. I mean, and I'm just like, oh my God, let's move along with this life.
Mm-hmm.
She does not know how.
That's very funny.
But good that you put parameters up to like,
yes,
boundaries cater to each other.
And if you ask, when you ask her, if and when you ask her, she will say probably that I want to leave every event like right when it starts. So we're probably diametrically opposed. We'll see what she says.
What is something Clea does that drives you crazy? And it's Clea's always late. Wait, did we fuck this up?
Wait, I did. Yeah, what? I know what you mean. Questions.
What, yeah, what do you, now, what do I think that, okay. What do, what
yeah,
do
Joanne's
you
got do here. She knows what's going on.
Clea crazy.
Yeah, probably, well, a million things. I mean, God, I mean, how much time do we have? But I would say one of the things is that I just am like, I gotta go. I need time by myself. I'm done. I need to get out. You're on your own. Yeah.
Okay. Now we're back on track.
All right. That was in all fairness.
We figured it out. We did it. And I was supportive this year. I said, we'll get it. And we did.
Thank you for being there for me in these trying times.
Listen, life is hard and it's long. Okay. What is the best organization tip that you have learned from Clea?
Oh, I mean, she's a master at making things look beautiful. So she likes to set up a grand like moment. So like she used to love to do closets because there is just a huge opportunity to have such a big splashy macro moment. And I loved to be in the little bits and bobs. So like, I want to get in there in the drawer and she just wants shoes and handbags and rainbow. And I just want to be like sorting like Shopkins in a little tiny drawer.
Wait, what's a Shopkin?
I don't know.
It's insane, honestly. They're like this big. Little kids love them, but I think they're kind of cute, I have to say. But they're like, I mean, it's an absurd waste of money, but they're like little French fries with eyes and like little tiny body, like these little plastic things that are just like, they're so cute and so weird, but I love sorting them out. Any sort of little bits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Are they like little figurines?
Yeah, kind of, but they're like little arms and like eyes on French fries or like milkshakes or I don't even know. I don't even understand how you play with them. I just like to sort them for kids in home. Yeah. Again, okay. We have a lot of issues. Both of us do. This is one of mine. I don't think she has the same issue. Stop, get out of the weeds. Don't get in the weeds. But I just love the weeds.
Okay.
Which one of you would do better on the television show Survivor?
Neither. neither, but I think I would do better. We both have a ton of phobias, but I feel like her phobias in this situation would probably be more triggered than mine. So I think neither is my first answer. And then a fallback answer is me, but only by a thread because of the actual situation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
What is a phobia of yours that would pop up?
For me, well, I have really weird ones. Like, battery acid getting on my skin is a weird one. Like bird poop. I hate it. It stresses me out. I don't like it near anything that I'm even sitting near, like a picnic bench. I won't even sit. I'm just like, no, thank you. That will spread. But I don't think these things are going to be survivor issues. Whereas Clea's, we both have turbulence, hate flying, both of us. But hers are snakes. And I feel like in a survivor situation, we're going to come across a lot more things with like the snake family.
This is true.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out in the wilderness.
But yeah.
The battery acid fear. Have you been
No, I know. I need real therapy. I just haven't had the time for really parsing.
Well, have you been in a situation where there was a threat of battery acid?
No, I just am afraid of fire. And I feel like it's just 1 minute away from sparking a fire.
Wow. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
We're not saying we're normal. I mean, she will tell you too. She's like, yeah, we have a lot not working for us in this brain of ours.
What do you hope that you're both doing in 20 years?
Oh, living side by side in hotel rooms, and traveling to beautiful places and laughing all the time wherever we're going.
I love that. I love that you want to live in a hotel.
Oh, we do. That's been on the list since the day we met. We were like, you know what sounds good? Really? Live in a hotel. Yeah.
Isn't there a little girl who lives in a hotel? Isn't her name like Eloise?
Yes. She's got it figured out. Yeah.
I don't know how I know that.
Yeah.
Who is
I don't even know
girl?
The Eloise story. That's all I know about her. But yeah, I think she lived in the Plaza.
I think it's like a book about a little rich girl who lives in a hotel. Yeah. She's like, I have problems. The bellman doesn't have my cookies.
Yeah. Living in a hotel sounds pretty great. You don't have any maintenance. You have everything.
This is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we've thought about it a little bit.
I love it. Okay. Well, thank you.
That was fun.
These are great answers. Now we're going to interview your best friend.
Okay.
See if she answers anything remotely close to your answers. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's
T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/best friends. ThriveMarket.com/best friends. Okay, Clea,
all right.
We just talked to Joanna about you two and your friendship.
Yeah.
And now we're going to see if you can match up to what she was saying.
Okay, and if they don't match, you have to fold your business.
Those are the rules. Sorry.
Sorry. We don't make them up.
Read the fine print.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's fine. Those are the stakes. I don't make them up.
Yeah.
How did you two meet? That's our first question. How did you meet?
We met through a mutual best friend. She did not want to meet with me. I forced her to. And we ended up getting a coffee/lunch that turned into a 4-hour meeting. And we got up as business partners that day.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Do you remember the location?
Frothy Monkey in Franklin.
Oh, okay.
Terrible name for a food establishment. Frothy Monkey. Literally,
it is
disgusting.
A wild name.
It's a wild name. Also, for like many years of our business, every single password we had was a version of Frothy Monkey. It was like Frothy, like the O was a zero exclamation point after, you know, it's like Frothy Monkey is like a big piece of our history.
Aww. Frothy Monkey is a wild name. It's like, what are they serving? Like coffee, tea, and rabies?
But really, really, it's I think top 10 worst names of an establishment I've ever heard.
It's very funny.
What is your favorite memory of traveling together?
Oh my God. We have so many. My favorite memory in general is being in London. That's definitely our favorite travel memory. My favorite moment from being in London is the time I realized Joanna had been using my toothbrush for 3 days. So I went to go brush my teeth and it was wet. And I was like, well, that's odd. And I looked at Joanna's and it was bone dry, bone dry. Had not been used since the United States. So
did you keep using your toothbrush or did you go find another one?
You know, it was like a Philips electric toothbrush. Like this was like a, you know, like a, so I cleaned it off, but I decided, you know, the damage is already done here. So, you know, she'd been using it twice a day for 3 days. We already had shared those germs. I'm not throwing out $100 toothbrush. No, not gonna let that happen.
But could have gotten a different toothbrush and then replaced the head when you got back?
Possibly, but I just went for it. I was like, you know, we're so far in now.
We're already in deep.
I love this. That's beautiful.
Pre-COVID. Obviously, it was pre-COVid.
Yes, right.
Yes. Yeah.
Might have changed it post-COVID, but yeah.
What is your favorite thing about your friend?
Her laugh.
Aww.
And her loyalty. And the fact that we can, like, sit together. We never get sick of each other. We can like be around each other for 100 hours and then still be like, do you want dinner? Like, I mean, we never get sick of each other, but her laugh is my favorite trait.
It's very sweet.
Aww, that is sweet.
I work really hard to make her laugh because I love the sound of her laugh so much. Like I want it to be my ringtone. It's just Joanna laughing.
Aww. That's really
That's
sweet.
So sweet.
What do you think Joanna's favorite thing is about you?
That I'm funny. Mm-hmm. not to put too fine a point on it, but I am. So yeah, that's what we're a good pair together that way.
Yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship.
What's the hardest you've ever laughed at something that you've done? I laugh at myself constantly.
That I've done?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you meant together. What is the hardest?
Well, I mean, like, yes, like the hardest you've laughed together with Joanna. Like last night, I was trying to look up something on Instagram, but I opened my calendar and I just went, June, that's a calendar. And I laughed really hard and I laughed before bed and I was like, that was funny. That's the truth.
God, Joanna and I have had so many funny moments. Again, we spend an inordinate amount of time together. But I would say actually Toothbrush Gate
is probably the hardest we've ever laughed. Just because she was so incredulous about it and refusing to believe it at first. And she was like, no, that's my toothbrush. And I was like, it's absolutely not your toothbrush. It's my toothbrush. And she's like, but I would know if it wasn't my toothbrush. And like, you could see it start to click in her face. And she's like, but is it, it's not my toothbrush. You know, like you could see it just dawning on her. We laughed. We still laugh so hard about that, but we have a million things, honestly, that we laugh about.
What is something that Joanna does that drives you crazy?
She's a loud chewer, especially with nuts. Absolutely.
Mm.
Tops the list.
Do you mean loud, like, go to jail. Like mouth open?
Yes.
Like
she has
smacking?
Slight mouth open with almonds specifically. And if I ever go to jail, it will be for stabbing her.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. I have misophonia. And like it literally hurts my insides when she does it.
I know what misophonia is, but it does sound like an Outkast album.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like, as far as things go, I think it's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
What is it again? Because it sounds close to mesothelioma.
That it does. Don't need to call a hotline for this. For mesothelioma. This is misophonia, which is basically people who like have a very intense, acute, like sounds bother them so easily. You know, someone slurping milk from a cereal bowl, like any of that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard life, let me tell you.
Sashir, I think you did it again. I think you inverted the question.
I feel it's like okay. Just because that's how it should be ordered. Just feel like.
And guess what? I see you. I support you.
Thank you. I accept.
Leah, what is something you do that drives Joanna crazy?
I'm always late. 100%. I've never been on time. In fact, I personally, I grew up in Los Angeles. Like, you can't be on time. There's traffic. What are you going to do? So this was before Waze. Like, you guess what time you're going to be there. And I personally think if you show up within the digits, that's the single digits of being late, 0 minutes to 9 minutes.
Okay.
I think that that's on time. That's my feeling.
Mm.
No one's going to change my mind.
Yeah, there's a good grace period for like 10 minutes, I think.
Yes, but yeah. Joanna grew up in North Carolina where grace periods don't exist. So I'm like, this is the way it is. You can't hold people at fault for being in the sigils.
I kind of agree. 10 minutes is like the grace period.
10 minutes
for everything except for airplanes.
Yes, for they everything. But like, even like if restaurants are going to hold your reservation, like, come on. You can too. Like, it's fine.
What is the best organization tip that you've learned from Joanna?
Oh, God. You really stumped me. I know that there's something that she must have come up with. I don't know. We collaborate so much that I have to tell you, like, I don't even know where one thing starts and one thing ends. Like, I feel like we just come up with everything together. I don't even know what she would say about me. I'm like, I don't know that. Have I taught her nothing? Has she taught me nothing? I don't know.
Maybe all her best stuff happens in the 10 minutes before you get there.
Yeah, that's true. She's put her brain to work so efficiently and I missed it every time. Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about it. I'll come back to you.
Okay. A thing Sashir has taught me is different pouches have different functions. She packs so, like, she's got these, like, pouches that all have different things in them.
Yes.
And I was like, you don't just throw stuff in your suitcase.
No.
You don't just throw things in your little knapsack.
No.
And I've learned. So now my makeup and all my toiletries are in separate little pouches.
Of course. A pouch for everything. A pouch, a travel square, packing cube, you name it. I have pouches upon pouches.
Mm-hmm. Saved my life. Okay. Yeah. Which of you would do better on the long-running CBS television series Survivor?
Oh, my God. Let me just say this, because we've talked about it involving The Amazing Race. Joanna and I would team up we would crush it. We would win 1000%, but we're so afraid of everything that we would never get to the island. Like with the plane, even to like get to the survivor island, we wouldn't be up for that. So Joanna and I, if you put a gun to my head and said, who would do better on Survivor? I think it's Joanna. I would give up immediately. I would like float to sea. Like there's no chance. Like I get very cranky in like a not well-appointed hotel room. So like, I'm not gonna make it in Survivor. She's not so innocent. She doesn't like it either, but, and she's vegan. I feel like she could eat like berries or something, you know, like I think she could potentially do better, but neither of us would ever get there. Too much anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
That's so funny that you said, if you put a gun to my head, imagine we have someone at your house who's like, answer it.
Right. And no, I mean, like if I had to pick, it would be, I think, Joanna. I'd be so grumpy. I'd be so cranky. It would not be good. No one would want me there.
All right. Lastly, what do you hope you're both doing 20 years from now?
Living side by side in hotel penthouses. Just being able to travel and review hotels and like fun luxury experiences, because that's all we're going to do. We're going to become travel bloggers and live next to each other in penthouse hotel rooms.
That sounds ideal.
It does sound ideal. Is there a chain that you prefer, or are you doing boutique?
We're open. Okay. You know, I think it depends on, we haven't picked a location yet. We haven't picked a city. We are loosely holding Chicago, just because it's like New York, but cleaner. And, and honestly, I would pick California, you know, born and raised, but we don't know if it's going to be like cut off into the ocean at that point. So like, you know,
it's a risk at any point.
It's a risk. So with the drought, with earthquakes, I mean, I think about these things clearly. So yeah, loosely holding Chicago, but we'll have to have a second location because no one wants to spend January in Chicago.
No.
Yeah.
Too cold. True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so annoyed that I can't pick. I think Joanna must have taught me something. God.
Nope, she didn't.
She didn't. I mean, the truth is we both teach each other so many things. Like we like come up with something and then, you know, we layer on top of it and we're like, oh, and this could be for, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm really, she's going to be pissed. I'm going to really have to think about it. You said that this could fold our business. This one thing might. Yeah. I'm dying. I wonder if she has an answer. I wonder what she thinks she taught me. I'm going to ask.
We will see.
Well, we're going to find out.
We're going to bring her in
right now.
Okay.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. are when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I'm nervous. Joanna, we have to shutter our entire business if we don't get these right.
I know. How did we do?
The rules are the rules. Okay.
The rules are the rules. The stakes are high. We asked, how did you meet? And you both said through a mutual friend. Woo! You both said that Joanna didn't want a business partner, but Clea was excited. You met at the Frothy Monkey. And
terrible name.
And the second that you met, it was off to the races. And it was a coffee lunch that turned into a 4-hour meeting.
That's right.
That's true. All of that is true.
We asked, what's your favorite memory of traveling together? And you both said going to London and specifically finding out that Joanna was using Clea's toothbrush for 3 days straight.
Yep.
Joanna admits that she has a bad memory. And Clea was saying that Joanna was very incredulous about this, but but she was very sure because her toothbrush was bone dry.
Bone dry. Sahara Desert. You could, yeah. The bristles were like
bone dry.
Bone dry.
It's true.
We asked, what's your favorite thing about your friend? Joanna said. Joanna says Clea's sense of humor. Clea is the funniest person Joanna knows. Clea is also very compassionate and giving. It's her best attribute and flaw. They also get the giggles together and no one else understands what's going on. Clea said, loves Joanna's laugh and loyalty. They never get sick of each other. They can be around each other for 100 hours and then want to get a dinner. But Joanna's laugh is her favorite treat, and Clea works very hard to make Joanna laugh.
Perfect.
Good answer, Clea. Good work.
Yeah.
We asked, what's your friend's favorite thing about you? And Joanna said that Clea's favorite thing about Joanna is how easy of a friendship they have. They can accept anything about each other, like Clea will fall asleep watching a movie, which is something I identify with because I do that on Nicole's couch all the time. And then Clea said, Joanna loves that Clea is funny, and that the toothbrush gate is probably the hardest that they've ever laughed together.
There are other stories, but that's a different podcast.
Yeah, right.
a different episode, I mean. Like, we could fill so much time just talking about the things that have made us laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We asked, what's something you do that drives your friend crazy? Joanna said that she always wants to leave an event very early and just leave, and it drives Clea crazy. Clea said that she is always late. She grew up in LA. It infected her, and believes that if you show up in the, is it Slidgets?
It's a single digit.
That's a sidget. That's how you say it. But Joanna sees it differently.
That's, yeah.
Yes, it's true. I also, Joanna, hello, the thing that drives me crazy is obviously you're a loud chewer.
I am a loud chewer, but I thought it would supersede the fact that I always want to leave events before we get there.
No.
Oh, shit. I forgot to read that part. Clea said Joanna's a loud chewer, especially with nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did I fuck that up?
No.
So it's my turn to fuck it up.
Thank goodness we both did.
On and off. Hit it, Sashir.
We asked what's...
Get it!
We asked what's something your friend does that drives you crazy. Joanna said, Clea is always late. Clea would be late to her own funeral.
Yeah.
Plus, Clea cannot say goodbye. It takes so long for them to leave a party together. They can't actually go together because Joanna will want to leave early.
True.
And then Clea said Joanna's a loud chewer, especially with nuts.
It's true.
And if Clea ever goes to jail, it will be for stabbing her.
It's true. You won't go to jail.
For, no, for the loud chewing. Like, yeah. I won't just stab her willy-nilly. But, like, if she eats almonds too loudly, one day I'm going to snap.
Mm-hmm. I get it. There's a cause and effect.
Yeah.
We asked, what is the best organization tip you've learned from your friend? Joanna said, Clea is a master of making things look beautiful. Clea will set up a grand moment. Clea loves closets because it's a great moment for huge, splashy things. And Joanna wants to be in the nitty gritty little things like going through drawers, working on small scale stuff. Joanna loves being in the weeds. Clea said, I don't know. I just simply don't know. We collaborate so much. I just don't know. I guess we've taught each other things. I don't know.
I taught you nothing.
Can you think of something?
Yeah, functionality. Functionality.
No.
You make things prettier, and I came from a place of function. Yes, you know I'm right.
but elevating someone's like work, in my mind, I took it as like a tip. Like a thing, like a look at this thing, like spice jars.
Oh.
No?
No, I didn't take it that way. I wouldn't have had such a nice thing to say about you.
Okay, but again, like what? Like I taught you to make a shoe roll? Like, I mean, I don't think that
it's prettier. That's a huge compliment. And I get zero.
Well, I was thinking about it. I said I needed to round back. I was thinking about it.
The answer is you didn't round back.
Well, I didn't have a chance. I didn't have a chance. I'm going to think about it. You have taught me that what was like the most important
thing. I'm sorry. The answer period has ended.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I failed that one.
No, you could say you thought about it.
She hasn't thought about it. She didn't round back. There is no rounding back. <It's> over.
Everyone will be getting an email from me tonight. I said we're such good collaborators.
I didn't say that though. I gave you your own shining moment in the sun.
Okay. Well, I said, I don't think I've taught Joanna a specific thing either. I said, we go full circle together.
All right.
Sometimes the best partnerships feel like they've always been there.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good, Sashir.
I'm gonna.
I will get a text at like 2 a.m. that she thought of it. She rounded back.
Yeah. I will round back. You better believe it.
Oh, I am waiting for the rounding.
Yeah.
You gotta round back.
Yeah.
We asked, which of you would do better on the show Survivor? Joanna said neither, but Joanna thinks she herself would do better. Both of their phobias would get in the way, but Joanna's probably less so. And Joanna is afraid of battery acid, bird poop, picnic bench. Oh, she says no to picnic benches, but only if there's bird poop on them. Yeah. And then Clea said they discussed in regard to the Amazing Race and that they would absolutely crush it, but they're so afraid of everything that they wouldn't even get to the island. And she said, gun to my head, Joanna would probably do better. Clea gets cranky even in a bad hotel room, so she's not going to make it on Survivor.
Yes. No. I would not. If I had to sleep on leaves, I would be.
So I wouldn't do great, but I could sleep on leaves.
I said that you could also like forage for berries.
I would be good foraging. Mm-hmm. I would be good at foraging. Right.
I'd give up.
We asked, what do you hope you're both doing in 20 years? You both said you want to live side by side in hotel rooms. Clea did specifically say luxury penthouses.
Yeah. Okay.
But you want to travel, go to beautiful places, become travel bloggers. You haven't picked a city yet. Clea said maybe Chicago, but you're looking for a second location to avoid being chilly.
Yes. Chicago winters are rough.
Yeah. We have a few years because you asked 20 years. So we have some time to round back with you, Nicole.
Yeah. We'll get back to you on location, potential second location.
I can't wait for that email in 2040.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But you got basically most the same answers. Them.
Yeah.
We believe you are friends. You can keep your business together.
except the one thing our business relies on, organizing. I can't come up with a thing. But I'm
going to that one glaring thing.
You what?
I taught you nothing.
I don't know. I just feel like we teach each other things. We come up with things together. Isn't that better?
Yes. But that's not the question.
No, I know. Don't worry. I'm going to come up with an answer. I'm really going to Really,
really, you really work on that if you want to save our business. I would, yeah. I would put our
yes. Surely there's a thing. I'm going to think about it.
Surely, surely you've told me what to make this life. Imagine.
That's the risk of coming on this show.
Yeah, yeah, it is a risk.
We tear apart friendships.
It is a risk.
Right.
So, yeah.
But your friendship is very beautiful. It reminds me of, yes, of mine and Nicole's a lot. I love that you guys like to laugh so much and you compliment each other in a really great way.
It's the only way to get through. Like, how can you get through anything if you're not like laughing about everything?
Have to be.
I mean, just have to be. We laugh all the time.
It's what saves us every day.
It really is. I feel that. I just wish we were like comedians like you guys. Cause then
we're not funny. We just laugh at each other.
We just laugh at like the ridiculous situations we find ourselves in all the time. All the time.
Yeah. But that's the magic of a friendship. You don't have to be a comedian to just tee hee hee at dumb shit.
You're right.
Well, we sure do. Let me tell you. We sure do.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
We did it. Yes.
Thank you so much for having us. Nothing I love more than like a newlywed style game, because Joanna and I love actually testing like our information about each other. We're like, I'm not kidding you. One time we were in a hotel room, we had nothing to do. We played it by ourselves. We just did. Like, hey, yeah, because we were like, I don't know. Like, what's the job you would least want to have in the world?
And we would like hold up little pieces of paper from the hotel room and like, don't look. And then we both hold it up.
Yeah. Yeah. We just love it.
Oh my God.
I love That's it. So you were preparing for this moment.
This moment.
We've been practicing. Actually, we've been practicing. So perfect.
Well, you did a great job. I was looking up stuff on you guys, and did it say that you guys are going on tour? Is that right?
Yes. We're going
hitting the road together.
We're doing a live tour this summer. It's called the Summer of Fun Tour. Because this is our year, you know, it's like the pandemic happened and then we were filming and then cancer and then blah. And so this year is our summer to have fun. It's our Summer Fun Tour. And we're amazing. Really excited, but very nervous because we've never done anything like this. So we'll see. We're not performers like you guys.
We'll round back, as some would say.
Yeah, we'll round back. we'll let you know how it goes.
Amazing. Well, have so much fun. And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Hell yeah. We didn't take any questions this episode because we were busy doing our segment called Best in Everybody. But if you have a question, query, or concern, you can email NicoleSishir@gmail.com. We got a number too, 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
T-shirts. We have transcripts of our new episodes. Check them out at our show page at hearwolf.com.
Written word. Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Stars!
All right. Bye, Nicole.
Bye, Sishir. Wow, I got loopy at the end. Sorry.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.